This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Veteran quarterback Carson Wentz will be the Vikings' new backup. He signed a deal with the club yesterday. The Vikes also traded Sam Howell to the Eagles and cut Brett Rippon. That means former Gopher Max Brosmer is likely the team's third QB. The Twins got whipped by the White Sox in Chicago yesterday 8-0. Taj Bradley started and he allowed 7 runs through 2 innings. Then he tossed 3 shutout frames after the damage was done. Manager Rocco Baldelli.
We got a chance to see what it looks like when all of those pitches are working really well together. Looking at the start and then saying, hey, you found a way to get through 5 innings and actually finish strong. You know, if you're going to start out not throwing the ball the way you want, but then you find it, you know, it gives you something to look towards and to be somewhat pleased about.
The Twins offense had just 5 hits. In other news, multiple media outlets reporting the Twins will play the Phillies in a game at the Field of Dreams in Iowa sometime next summer. In St. Paul, the AAA Saints lost to Round Rock yesterday 11-5. Good news for the Lynx. Star player Nafisa Kaya returned to the floor last night. She scored 32 points and helped Minnesota pass Indiana at the Target Center 97-84. The Lynx now have 30 wins on the year, and Kaya says,
I don't know if the 30 necessarily means anything, but I think it's just indicative of how we're playing. Like how good the team feels, that we feel like we're hitting our stride. You know, we're at full strength right now. Hopefully we can stay that way.
Collier had not played since suffering that ankle injury on August 2nd. The 11th-ranked Gopher volleyball team takes on number 9 Texas A&M tonight in Sioux Falls to open the season. It's exciting for much-hyped setter Stella Swenson, who sat out last year as a redshirt.
I learned how to be a leader emotionally rather than physically because I know I can do the work on the court, but it was a matter of how can I support my team while not being out there with them. Like, can I lead cheers? Can I get super excited? Like, I get excited for them no matter what, but like, can I lead cheers? Can I get the crowd going? Can I tell them like what shots they have? Can I tell Melanie when she can dump? So it was a very emotional part of the game that I grew.
This is MNN Sports.